Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The oppressed sweepstakes. Black women, I just learned this. They earn 63 cents to $1 of every dollar that white men earn. Now, white women in general, it's 72 cents. So what that means is white women are earning a lot more. Because if the average is 72 and black women are 63, white women must be somewhere in the 80s, right? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. The Oppressed Sweepstakes. I don't know when we started looking at oppression as such a good thing. As it relates to sort of getting future victory, it's a wonderful thing. But we look at it as a badge of honor. And you guys have heard me joke about these reality shows where you don't even have to have talent anymore. Just what is the most devastating story you can tell? Like, there was a girl. She was on America's Got Talent. Is that the one with Simon Cowell? They have the golden buzzer. Anyway, this girl was burned very badly as a child. And she was horribly disfigured, face and her hands were burning out. I don't know if you've ever seen, but the fingers all sort of draw up and, you know, it not even usable. And you can tell the texture of the skin and all that. I can only imagine what this girl went through as a child. I mean, and having accidentally burned my oldest son's arm in just one spot and what had to be done with that. Oh, man. Even as I sit here right now thinking about it, I think to myself, that was horrible. So I can only imagine if my child was burned out. And I think this girl maybe survived an attack where they burned her, which made it even worse. And you see her, and of course she's, by, you know, beauty standards, she's obviously not beautiful. I don't mean that in a bad way, it's the truth. And she's up there on stage, and you know, Simon's like, "What are you going to do?" You know, with his British accent, and she says, "I'm going to sing," but she tells a little bit about her story as everybody's like, "Oh, you know," and we all feel sorry for her because you can't help it unless you're a leftist or something, you know, Joe Biden or whatever, that type of person, and you'd be looking at how you could get something from her. Anyway, she starts to sing, and she is a really good singer. She's not great, but she's really good. Surprisingly good. And you forget that her vocal cords weren't burned. She could sing. And I would venture to tell you, probably in a normal life, she would have been an attractive, you know, moderately attractive. But given the voice and the confidence that she would have had having never been burned, I can only imagine what she would have been. But she was better than, you know, like I can sing. I'm an okay singer. But I'm saying she's better than that. Well, maybe. I'm just kidding. Even though I can carry a tune. But she was, she wasn't going to knock out Whitney Houston, but she was good. You get what I'm saying. I'm just trying to, I want to make sure I'm level setting. So, this, you know, she finishes singing, and it was, you know, it's like trying to lift something that you think is heavy and it's light. And she finishes, and everybody's like, oh, my gosh. And you're giving her a standing ovation because you don't expect that voice to come out of this girl who's been horribly disfigured. And so Simon hits the golden buzzer, which takes her straight to Las Vegas or wherever they're going to have the big event. And she's done. I mean, did she deserve that buzzer? The short answer is no. They did it because of her story. And I understand that. But she's done. She can't go any further. Let me tell you why. Because society doesn't like singers, at least public singers, that they can't take on the road, like Britney or Toni Braxton or Beyonce who can shake that booty and be beautiful. They just don't. And I'm not even going to indict society over it. You know, you're given eyes by God so you can determine what you see as beautiful. And beauty is in the eye of the beholder. But in the, as far as everybody goes, this girl could be a studio musician. She's got a career. She can have a career in music. But to give her the golden button, buzzer, whatever they call it, that's what they did. And so we're in a time now where we want to give everybody the golden buzzer. The worse your story is, the better. I told one of my producers, I said, hey, we need to come up with a show. And the show is, you don't do it. It's America's Got Oppression. And you come out and they go, so what are you going to do for us today? Well, I'm a pretty crappy juggler. Really? Well, tell us your story. Why did you decide to pick up juggling? You know, well, a chimpanzee ate off my father's hands. He was a juggler. I don't know. But, okay, boom, you win. There's a scene in the movie Notting Hill. Have you guys seen this movie? I think it's called Notting Hill. Julia Roberts and the other guy that was partaking of prostitutes, that, by the way, was married to one of the finest women on the planet. I can't remember her name. Supermodel, British. Oh, I think that girl is so hot. Anyway, he was caught. Hugh Grant. Is that his name? Hugh something. Anyway, he was caught with a prostitute in Hollywood. And he's got this absolutely stunning wife, who, by the way, is almost 60 years old and still looks like she's 20. I mean, she's Cheryl Teagues and I don't know, all these other, there's a bunch of them that I still remember. They're iconic. They went into their 60s and they were still gorgeous. But what was I talking about? Was I talking about beauty or what? Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I was telling you, you do a reality show where it's just whoever can tell the biggest sob story wins. What about talent? Who cares? Talent doesn't matter. I have to remind my son of that all the time. So I'm taking him to the gym. And he so reluctantly wants to go. And I said, what kind of kid has your attitude about sports and you reluctantly want to go to the gym? So I finally get into the gym. You know what he says to me? He says, well, I got to say this, Dad, at least I'm working out and my friends are probably playing video games. I said, there you go. There you go. You're not going to talk your way into a Major League Baseball contract. You're going to play your way into it. 63 cents to the dollar for black women to every white man. We are fighting to become who can be the most oppressed. Short break. We'll be back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So this story happened a while back, but it ties into something that I want to talk about that happened recently. And it has to do with the police. And here, this was a story in the New York Post back in July. It says, a self-proclaimed leader of the Rise of the Moors allegedly bragged about his arsenal of guns on YouTube a month before he and 10 other heavily armed members of a fringe militia group were arrested in Massachusetts on Saturday. Now, what's funny about this is this guy's name is Jamal Latimer, and black dude. They actually refer to them as a militia group. You can tell when guns supersede ethnicity is when they say black people were part of a militia. And this standoff lasted 9 hours. A month earlier, a video posted on Rise of the Moors YouTube account, which had 16,000 followers, showed Latimer posing with a gun and boasting that he had three of them, which, for the record, if he'd been white, you can bet YouTube would have taken that down. The clip, they said, has now been deleted from the group's page. In the video, the group also identified police and anybody who wanted to place them under arrest as terrorists. Now, on the heels of that, pardon me, in this story was from 2020. A sheriff's deputy died. There had been a 13-hour standoff in North Carolina, and the deputy died, and three other people died, including the gunman. And they said the two deputies had been ambushed as they arrived at a home in Boone shortly before 10 a.m. on that particular day. And all they were there to do was a welfare check. Now, I'm bringing this up because I want you to understand this anti-cop rhetoric that everybody's talking, you know, anti-cop. Cops are bad, defund the police, etc. And we've already talked about the rise in crime. I don't need to convince you and give you more stats about it. But I do want to play a clip of what has been now talked about in the anti-police rhetoric hemisphere, if you will, and show you how things are beginning to change. Now, you're getting some reports on it, but you're not getting it the way it should be talked. They're not talking about it the way they should, which is leftists are being proven to be wrong. And everything that they talk about as it pertains to defunding the police. Crime is through the roof. No signs of it slowing down. People are in fear of their lives. And I would go back to this question. Why are we in fear for our lives? Well, you're in fear for your lives because of Wu Flu. Or you're in fear for your lives because you didn't get a shot. Or you're in fear for your life because the police may kill you and all this. And what happens when you take leftism to its bitter end? You already know the answer. If you listen to this program, leftism will die if you just take it to its logical conclusion. Here's a clip of, I think it was Fox, I'm not sure, but it's a news clip of people talking about crime and what's now happening with the defund the police crowd.
I want to turn now to the crime crisis ripping through America. Many Democratic mayors are now actually pushing for more police after the city approved defunding the department. Here is D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser amid a surge of violent crime in our nation's capital.
I will be sending an additional $11 million supplemental budget request to the council this week to allow for the hiring of 20 new officers in FY21 and 150 new officers in FY22. But we need adequate funding to move forward.
And one of the most devastating recent crimes in D.C., this adorable little girl, her life gone in an instant. A drive-by shooting, killing 6-year-old Naya Courtney. Police announced yesterday that they do have a suspect. That person seen on your screen has been charged in her death. Joe, the city council voted to divert millions of dollars to defund the D.C. Police Department. The mayor was against that, we should add. She is, however, a vocal supporter of BLM, which supports defunding. And by defunding the police, the most idiotic narrative that we've heard throughout this entire crime wave, we need more police on the streets. And those police that are on the streets, they need to be empowered. So now they're finally getting in the game. Is it too late?
It's hard to put the toothpaste back in the tube, as they say, Julie. And it's not just hiring 150 more police officers. That's a good start. You would make the argument that you need a lot more in a city like Washington. But it's also the judicial system, right, that the media doesn't really talk about all that much, that when you actually have suspects being captured and then actually charged, then they're put right back out on the street to commit more crime. So this is basically a two-prong type of problem that we're having here. But it's hard to see who wins the Razzie for most the worst mayor of our lifetimes, Julie. I mean, de Blasio in New York cut $1 billion from the police force, and we see what's happening here. You know, we both live here, at least to live around here, and it's crazy. Ted Wheeler, Portland, same thing. Lori Lightfoot, Chicago. Yep. They have frustrated and infuriated their law enforcement. They've stripped them of money, and they've stripped them of manpower.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, last year, that rhetoric that you talked about, mostly peaceful riots last year, they supported that and marched in those marches,
right.
And now we're all paying the price
for
it, Julie.
And it's these Democratic cities and these Democratic leaders that that are now thinking, what did we do? Because now we're here, and it's very hard to backtrack. LAPD, LA being one of those Democratic cities, LAPD officer Dion Joseph slams progressive police policies. Watch.
Crime does pay right now across this country. Criminals know that they have the green light to pretty much do what they want to do because they were in an era where we coddle criminals instead of holding them accountable. The criminals just have no fear of consequences because they know they're going to get slapped on the wrist.
Absolutely. No consequences whatsoever. And if you do get arrested, at least here in New York City, you get released just like that. So where are the consequences?
Welcome. Pardon me. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So I wanted to play that because I want you to understand that when you side on the side of righteousness, you win. Now, the question we should be asking ourselves is, how are we not making more hay with this? This is a D.C. mayor that's calling out, I need more funding. I need emergency money. And in her defense, she never wanted to defund the police. But here's the problem. She still wants to ride the middle of the road and support BLM. You can't have your cake and eat it too, sister. And as that guy comes on, he says, it's not about just hiring 150 new cops. What about the system? The system that is getting cops killed. This cop, this is female cop, routine traffic stop. We talked about it the other day. 29 years old. Comes back from maternity leave and gets shot in a, quote, routine traffic stop. Others have gone to do routine wellness checks for children and things like this, welfare checks they call them, shot dead. You think Black Lives Matter? Here's what I would wonder. When are they going to be under attack? When is Black Lives Matter going to be under attack? Because they should be. Catch and release. Worst mayor, de Blasio, he cuts $1 billion from the police, and then you know what he does? He sneaks back around it, quietly, asking for the money back. And even in doing so, it isn't like New York's going to get safer, or it is safer, but he quietly admits it's not working.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Much of the United States is under heat advisories with dangerously high temperatures expected to last into the weekend. Temperatures along the I-95 corridor could feel like 110 degrees, with actual temperatures reaching close to 100. Meanwhile, temperatures in Portland, Oregon could also hit 105 degrees on Thursday. This comes as parts of the Midwest are cleaning up after severe thunderstorms and tornadoes ripped through the area. Storms also expected again today in parts of northeast Kansas, northwest Missouri, and north central Illinois. The Los Angeles City Council introduced a motion this week that would make it illegal to buy, possess, sell, or transport a ghost gun in the city. Ghost guns are assembled from part kits and don't have serial numbers, making them untraceable by law. You're listening to USA Radio News. Customs and Border Protection is announcing a huge drug bust at the U.S.-Mexico border.
U.S. Customs and Border Protection says they've made a major drug bust on the southern border. The agency said Wednesday that it made what is believed to be one of the largest methamphetamine seizures in the nation's history at a border crossing in California. Agents stopped a truck and trailer at the Otay Mesa port of entry on August 5th, containing nearly 3 tons of meth and fentanyl powder, worth an estimated $12.9 million. The driver of that truck was arrested and faces federal drug charges that carry a maximum of life in prison. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
President Biden is urging Congress to take steps to lower prescription drug prices. Biden highlighting that issue during a speech at the White House on Thursday. Drug prices, a bipartisan issue among presidents, as former President Donald Trump in December of 2020 signed an executive order that he said would help lower prescription drug prices by putting America first. USA Radio News.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
More than 24 Chicago police officers reportedly turned their backs when they were greeted by the mayor of Chicago at a hospital where an officer remains in critical condition. We talked about this officer, Ella French, 29 years old, shot during a traffic stop Saturday night. Her partner is fighting for his life at the University of Chicago Medical Center. And Lightfoot visited the hospital about midnight on Saturday, where 30 officers turned their backs to her when she approached them on the seventh floor. And somebody reported, it looks like it was choreographed. I don't know if it was or if it weren't, but I can tell you this. If I were a police officer in Chicago, I'd turn my back on Lori Lightfoot, and you wouldn't need any choreography. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. They want you to believe, oh, they all planned it. That was probably a guttural response by those police officers. One did it, and then the rest of them said, you know what? I feel identically the same. And police officers are turning their backs to their mayors all over the country, and they have a reason to. Let me give you some stats during the time of Joey Demento. Scary stuff when you think about it. I mean, Joe Biden has brought destruction and decay to America, but it's not all his fault, because he inherited it from baby black Jesus. Donald Trump was ready to fix it. Donald Trump said to Lori Lightfoot, I'll come into Chicago and I will solve your crime problem. She said no. Now she's begging Joey Demento to bring people in, and you know what? He doesn't know what to do. What do you want me to do? Biden has no real understanding, folks, of what's happening in this country, and he's getting played like a sock puppet. And America slips into the abyss every single day in this country somewhere. Violent, violent crimes are being committed. We are nowhere near the utopia that the left want to make you believe exists. And we're never going to move anywhere closer to it, because the leadership, and I use my finger quotes, will never allow that to happen. Let me give you some idea of how bad things are under Biden. This came from FBI statistics. All but one type of major crime reported by the FBI has seen the rate at which it's committed decline since 1999. Only one. Among all types of crimes reported by the FBI, burglary has declined the most, 51.2%, followed by motor vehicle theft and robbery with a decline of 42.6%. Now, what's interesting about that stat is, if you go to any major city, but all those crimes are up. So the only place those crimes are going down, the only most of the places, I'm not going to say only, is in Republican-controlled smaller cities. Rape has become more commonplace since 2013, rate rising by nearly 20%. So, hey, Me Too generation, why aren't you more concerned about this? They call it toxic masculinity. Let me tell you what it is. It's toxic democratinity. They're the ones who are condoning this rape culture, if you will, because they do nothing to stop actual crime. They do nothing to stop the idea of, if you want to believe in rape culture, at its source. And in fact, I would argue with you that they condone it. The murder rate, they say, has fallen for the past couple of years, but it's higher today than it was at the start of the last decade. They won't be saying that pretty soon, because the murder rate's up everywhere. Keep in mind, these statistics are averages, and they look at it for the decade and things like this. New Mexico has the highest combined crime rate when taking violent crimes and property crimes into consideration, and New Hampshire has the lowest. So, hey, Americans, if you want to live safe, go to New Hampshire. Yeah, like somebody wants to do that. 6 in 10 states among the top 10 in combined crime rates are in the South. A total of 18 states had an increase in violent crime between 1999 and 2018. The average mid-major city, which is between 300,000 and 999,000, has the highest violent crime rate and property crime rates. Just giving you some stats. Communities with populations lower than 25,000 have the lowest crime rates for violent crime and property crime, etc. And those are to be expected to some degree. But here's what you would look at in the microcosm of small communities, small towns like I grew up in. So small towns have less crime, fewer problems, fewer chaos, etc. Now you would think that if you scale the small town and you grew it, that you could still maintain the same crime rates. But you don't. And you want to know why? Small town people have sensibilities. They know each other. It becomes a community. They take care of one another, almost like a big family. Transfer that to the city, and what you end up getting is corruption. You have no familial feel. Oh, there's pride in the Chicago Cubs if they can win the pennant. But there's no pride in, we have a safe city. Our city's where you want to come. When I was in Singapore, when I was lived over in China for a bit, I go to Singapore. You should see the pride that these people have in their country, in their people. And they wanted to be number one in the world in everything. Try to create that sense of competitive nature in America, and people will call, he's so competitive. What? It's okay for you to want to cheer for your baseball or your football team, but you don't want to cheer for your city? You don't want to make your city better? They don't. See, the only way for everybody to get a trophy in cities is for people like Lori Lightfoot to allow the worst of the citizens to get a trophy for doing bad things. And what do leftists do? They give you a trophy for when you do bad stuff. That is horrible news. Everything I just gave you is some of the worst stuff you want to confront. The worst inhumanity to man. I mean, have you ever been robbed? Have you ever been robbed at knife point, gun point? Have you ever gone back home to find your house ransacked, had your car stolen? God forbid, have a sexual crime committed against you like rape. I've never been raped, But I've had things stolen from me. I've had my car broken into. I've had my home broken into. It has got to be one of the worst guttural feelings to come home and see that somebody's been in your place and they've ransacked it. Somebody broke into you. If I had to put it on a scale, I would say this. I would look at it this way. Number one, breaking into my car. My car's been broken into when I lived in St. Louis 4 times. And it was, I can't even describe to you how mad I was. Like, man, can't you just leave my stuff alone? Because we had street parking. Then I got a barbecue pit stolen off the back porch of my house before I put a fence up. And I got to tell you, I felt so violated. It was strange. I felt completely violated. I can only imagine what a woman feels, or a guy. It does happen. Male rape does occur. But some sort of a sexual abuse or violence against a person, against your person, that's got to be the height of, I'm not in control of myself. So I've only experienced it a little bit, and I can tell you how mad it makes me. So if you've ever had anything close to that, I'm just saying, all over this country, every single day, it happens so routinely that we've just gotten numb to it. We're numb to the violence. We're numb to the looting. We're numb to BLM and Antifa, people getting beat up. Crime, folks, out of control for decades, and it only gets worse because politicians, leftist politicians, do nothing to actually solve problems. Look at New York. Giuliani was tough on crime. New York was inhabitable. It was enjoyable to go to. Go there now? I mean, Giuliani gets followed by a moron like de Blasio, and his criminals essentially say it's a free-for-all. I gave you the stats. Leftists, when they control cities, you know the outcome. But now we get this Democrat, and this is where I want to go. I want to talk to you about, why are we here? Why are we constantly talking about crime in this sense, and we know it's not going to get any better? So I've mentioned many times that I have the solution for what I would do if I ran a city. It's not very difficult to figure out how to make people safer. So I'm not going to have time to talk about it now. I will when I get back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks. Kevin Jackson here with a very important message. Stop overpaying for your prescriptions. Our A-plus rated BBB partner can get your high-cost meds for practically nothing. How do I know this? Because one of my family members saves hundreds of dollars a month. He began saving $200 a month. Now, with his med changes, he's saving up to $700 a month. So does the editor of my website. Never pay full price for meds again. Look, you deserve to save this money. And this service truly works, so I wouldn't be sharing it with you. Now, here's what you can do to start saving almost immediately. One, visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com/KevPerks. And two, submit a free form and they'll call and help you. Or, if you want a bit more information, call 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
It is a broken record to discuss criminality in America. Crime rises almost every year. And you have to wonder, what's the tipping point? When do people finally say, I want to feel safe? Black folks have been dealing with this for decades in these urban indoctrination centers, and specifically in these areas where they've been cordoned off and they can never feel safe. I was thinking about these numbers that we give out, and with all the statistical manipulation, for example, with WHO flu numbers, you got to ask yourself, what are the real crime stats in America? Because I'm going to tell you right now, I don't believe what gets reported. Now, we all know that crime is underreported because something's happened to you that you didn't call the police on. How many times has your car window been smashed? If you live in a big city, I can practically guarantee you your car window was smashed because you left something in there. You left a dollar and some change in your center console and some crackhead smashed your window. Just recently, one of my friends, his car, he's a former law enforcement officer. Somebody smashed the window to his SUV and stole his badge. He had a badge in the glove compartment. Luckily, he'd taken his firearm out. He lives in the city. He lives in St. Louis. Happens all the time. I remember driving down the block in St. Louis, and there'd be 20 cars. The windows smashed. Somebody just, through the night, just started rifling through cars. And it was to the point where, y'all will think I'm joking, but I'm not joking. We had a ration of thefts in our yards in the area of St. Louis where I live, where people were stealing the sprinkler head off of your sprinkler, where you water your grass with. And we were all looking at our yards going, what the heck happened here? Because all our sprinklers were gone, four or five neighbors. And a cop friend of ours came by and says, oh, yeah, he says, that's crackheads. And you go, crackheads? He goes, yeah. He goes, they take the filter out of your sprinkler, and they use it to smoke, to heat up heroin, you know, whatever, heat up what some drug, and they use it as a filter. You got to be kidding me. And so that's what they told us. In a million years, I would have never guessed that. I would have been thinking Martians are coming down, you know, it's like crop circles. You know, why would somebody steal that? I'm glad I had friends in law enforcement because I would have been perplexed for the whole time. Anyway, a lot of crime isn't getting reported. I'm not going to report they stole the sprinkler head off my car. I will tell you, they've broken into my car a few times. I think the four times my car got broken into in St. Louis, maybe we called the cops twice. But two of the times we didn't call. My barbecue pit got stolen off the back of my porch. I didn't call the cops. I knew somebody came along, some opportunistic black person, and decided, you know what? I've been thinking about one of these, and Christmas came early, and they stole my barbecue pit. If I had seen them doing it, I'm telling you right now, I might be broadcasting from jail. Because I wouldn't be broadcasting from here. I'm telling you, I would have been absolutely giving them a beatdown. But how brazen to walk up to your patio, take your barbecue pit. Again, I had no fence, but it is what it is. Anyway, so when I give you these stats, I gave you stats earlier on violent crime. No, folks, that's like asking for Biden poll numbers. The stats are manipulated. So here's the problem, and I keep asking myself, how do we continue to cycle through the same problems? And I was going to make a list of the things that we're going to talk about over the next, in 2022, and then in 2023, and whatever years until the good Lord decides I don't need to do this anymore. And you can make a list: immigration, global climate change, crime, race relations, the feminist movement. And a host, and you could make a list of those, and all I have to do is go back and grab shows and rerun them, and they will be just as applicable today or at the time you run them as they were the day that I broadcast them. And all you got to do is change the names of the people. Is George Floyd as easily interchangeable with Michael Brown? Absolutely, he is. What else you want to change? Democrats, folks, they train and they support anarchists. They love anarchy. They love chaos. And that's why these problems don't get solved. There was a Minnesota Democrat who called the fire at the police compound in Minneapolis during the 2020 riots over the thug, George Floyd. This Democrat called it a real revolutionary moment. Here's what he said. Like it or not, setting fire to the third compound was a truly revolutionary moment, an act of pure here's a key word, religiosity, to open up a new world of understanding. People declared themselves non-government and unilaterally withdrew their power. In modern history, the biggest international human rights movement had begun. The youth of Minneapolis did it all, wrote Devin Hogan, president of the Minneapolis Democratic Farmer Labor Party. Revolutionary moment, says people withdrew from government, and he wants to credit the youth of Minneapolis. I mean, that's what he wants the pride of the city to be, in this new revolution that believes that, you know, it believes in anarchy. It believes that cops are the bad guys, that George Floyd is a good guy, and cops are the bad guys. The torching of a police station because of the death, the self-inflicted death of a thug, is called revolutionary. Kevin, what do you mean self-inflicted? Self-inflicted. George Floyd needed to surrender. Case closed, game over, no big deal. And you can bet, folks, this Democrat, Devin Hogan, equates George Floyd, the drug-addicted, counterfeiting miscreant who put a gun to the belly of a pregnant woman so his friends could rob her. He thinks of her, him rather, as Rosa Parks, or the next coming of MLK Jr. Now, well, here's the most interesting part of this article. They said, fellow Democrats and Republicans are condemning the incendiary comments. So Ken Martin, the chairman of the Minnesota Democratic Farmer Labor Party, wrote in another, in his op-ed, I condemn Hogan's dangerous and violent and inflammatory rhetoric. Let me be clear. These comments reflect the views of one individual, Devin Hogan. They do not reflect the views of the party, blah, 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 blah. Martin added that Democrats are not against law enforcement. They are for working to improve policing and criminal justice in the state. See, that's the fallback for them. We want to improve this. Let me tell you what Democrats are not working to improve, folks. They're not working to improve the criminal. They're not working to improve the situations in which criminals are birthed and cultivated. None of it. I don't buy a bit of it. The Democrats are the party of defund the police. The Democrats are the party of Antifa. They're the party of Black Lives Matter. They're the party of anarchy. They're the party of the lynching of black folks. They are the party of oppression, the party of Jim Crow, the party of black codes, the party of the Negro Project, the party of eugenics, etc. That's what they are the party of. Democrats condone violence, period. They are responsible for union goons. They're responsible for looters. The majority of violent criminals in this country are leftist Democrats. And you don't need FBI statistics. You don't need anybody to spend money to prove it. If Democrats wanted to address the violent crime situation in this country, folks, it would be addressed. If they were genuine politicians of the JFK era that said, let's solve problems, let's put a man on the moon, said JFK, and we did it. If they want to solve problems that get to the core of who we are, that should be a source of pride for us, America should be prideful. We have the safest country in the world. We have the most, you know, informed citizenry. And I could go on. We have none of it. We have the least informed citizenry in a time when information is readily available. Right now with cops, they tell you, cops are, it's an epidemic of cops killing black people. No, it isn't. But there's an epidemic of black people killing black people. Do you think the media wants you to know? Of course not. There's an epidemic of the Wu flu. We're all going to die from global climate change. It is always an epidemic of nothing. But let me tell you what the epidemic is. The epidemic of misinformation and lies by the Democrats is unchecked. But they want to, you know, limit us on social media and fact check us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.